Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome you all to the Thursday, March 4th meeting of 2021 of the California Massage Therapy Council. And we'd like to call this meeting to order. And let's start with a roll call, please, John.
Okay, and Doctor, I'm going to remind everyone that this call is being recorded. And also, please ask that when people have background noise that they mute themselves so that we can all hear whoever is speaking very clearly. I will now call the roll. Ron Bates.
Here.
Allison Budlong.
Here.
Mike Callagy.
Present.
Mark Dixon.
Present. Good morning.
Shayna Faber. Heather Forshee.
Here.
John Lambert.
Here.
Michael Marylander.
Here.
Bernadette Murray.
Present.
Stephanie Powell. Tracy Ryan. Sean Tulise.
Here.
Jeff Foreman.
Here.
And go ahead, Dr. Foreman.
We have a quorum. So I just want to say, you know, the rules of debate, I can't see your hands if you raise your hand if you want to speak. But what I want you to do is please just introduce yourself and don't speak over another person, and everyone will get a chance to speak if they're discussing the pros and cons of a motion. Okay, and I'd appreciate that. And I also want to remind people that I want to thank the board for taking time out of their busy schedules, and I know a bunch of people have meetings at 10 o'clock. So without further ado, I would like to have Amos give us some background into the pandemic-related loans.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Good morning, everybody. The reason I requested the chair to call this meeting is you may recall in the October 1, 2020 board meeting, the board voted to authorize the acceptance of a disaster relief loan that CMTC applied for. We received communication from the SBA that they approved $150,000 under this loan. The documents were reviewed by the chair and the vice chair, but when we actually received the actual final document, there was a document in that packet that in order to certify that it is correct, we needed to call a board meeting, and that is the document which you have in your board packet. It's a board resolution. Even though the board did discuss before and voted on this, it is not precisely this the language in this resolution. So in order for our secretary to certify that the board voted or not, we needed to call this board meeting. So my recommendation to the board is to approve this resolution so we can move forward in sending the documents back to the SBA for them to fund this loan.
Thank you, Amos. Do we have anyone that would like to discuss this issue?
This is Bernadette Murray. I have a question.
Go ahead.
We had a motion that was voted on and approved by the board at the December 10th 2020 board meeting, and the motion was to approve the recommendation of the CEO of the loan after review by chair and vice chair and report back to the board at the first meeting next year, which would be this meeting. Meanwhile, CEO reports to the board in a memo. So I don't see a memo, and I don't see a report. It doesn't seem like this is in compliance with or follows exactly what the motion was that the board approved in December. Might the CEO or the chair or vice chair speak to this and help clarify?
Yeah, so I'll be happy to clarify. So when we received the loan documents from the SBA, they made an error in several places in the documents, so we had to send it back to them to have them correct that error. So it's taken a long time from them to make all this to make this correction for the error and send it back to us. So we just received those loan documents back, and when we noticed this additional document, we realized we need to call a board meeting to discuss that. So that is the reason there was really nothing to report, because they have not approved it. They have not. They send us this. There was an error that they made. We had to send it back to them. We had to wait for them to turn it around. So, so that is the reason why I'm calling this board meeting to discuss it, and the board can ask any questions, and if the board chooses to, it can approve the that resolution.
Thank you, Amos.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Go ahead.
Chair? Amos, are you saying that we still don't know exactly what the final terms are going to be?
No, we do know. They're exactly the terms that were discussed with the board on October 1.
Or are you, when you say October 1, are you talking about December, the last board meeting that we had?
No,
yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, be picky about this or put you on the spot. I'm just trying to make sure that I follow what it is that you're talking and what meeting you're referring to, because this is throwing me off a little bit, because this was the December meeting when we were talking about it, and it would have been helpful to have all of these terms repeated in the board packet today. So this would all be clear in there, and I apologize, but that's why I'm having to ask you for this, because it's not written up.
Amos, it's Jill. Can I jump in?
Sure.
I don't disagree that was the December motion. Bernadette, I don't have it in front of me, but I kind of recollect that. And when Amos asked me about that, I mean, the bottom line is the board approved this loan effectively. But at the time the board made the motion, they didn't know this particular document would be required to basically affect the loan. And so my advice was, look, they did approve the loan. I think a lot of groups, frankly, would have just signed this document, because our motion in December was really to approve this very loan. But because this is such a specific document, my recommendation was that we call a board meeting and have the board actually approve this particular resolution. But you're right, Bernadette, the whole thing was really approved, and had this document not shown up, the vice chair, and the CEO would have just handled this loan, and you would have got a memo saying it was done, I assume.
Well, we would have.
But we didn't have this document when we did the motion.
Thank you, Jill. Are there any other comments? Anyone, any more discussion? Can we have a motion? Does anyone have a motion prepared?
Mr. Chair, good morning. Sean Talese.
Hi, Sean.
I'd like to make a motion.
Please.
Thank you. So I move that the board approve the SBA resolution for the loan documents. And further, I request that the chair, vice chair, either or, to direct the CEO to seek and accept additional PPP loans as they're available.
I'll second that, Michael Marylander.
Okay.
Sean, do you mind repeating that? Wait, John, is this being recorded?
Affirmative.
Oh, okay, it's being recorded. Okay, I'll get it off the recording.
Thank you. So we have Sean Talese made a motion to approve this resolution and for the board to, or the chair, the vice chair, and the CEO to look for other potential PPE loans. And by Mike Marylander. And speaking for the motion, please. Anyone care to speak for the motion?
Mr. Chair, Sean Talese, would it be appropriate for me to speak for my own, speak towards my own motion? Is that permissible?
Go ahead, Sean. Please.
Thank you, sir. Well, again, I think our attorney and our CEO laid it out very best for us that the board approved this, and this is certainly within still within the spirit of the motion and the approval. It was just a document that, as our attorney said, could have been signed, but in the full act of transparency, brought it back to the public, brought it back to the board, so that it's clear to everybody what's happening. But while we're at it, I think there's going to be some potential for some payroll protection program loans with more stimulus opportunities. And if they're also within the spirit of what the board approved, that since time is rarely on our side in between board meetings, that that our CEO seeks these, and at the direction of the chair and or vice chair, and accepts these PPP loans as they're available. Thank you, and that concludes.
Thank you, Sean. And speaking against this motion.
Sure.
Pardon me.
This is Heather Forshey. I do have a point of a question before I vote or speak against it. Is the motion to pursue additional loans pending the board's approval, or to pursue them independently and obtain them independently of the board's approval?
Yeah, absolutely. Heather, I'm proposing that we're given the CEO the authority, because these have a forgiveness behind them, and if we're not stuck to any terms and they're all within the spirit of what we've approved in December, and they're similar, they don't have to be exact, but and they're similar, that they seek them and accept them. Again, the CEO can report back to us at our next regularly scheduled meeting on both of these endeavors. But that's what I'm asking the board to do today.
Can the CEO loan without board approval?
I'll respond to
that. That may be a legal question.
I think what Sean's trying to do is delegate authority to the chair and vice chair to approve this kind of loan for the CEO and the secretary or any officer to sign off on. That's the gist of what I hear Sean saying, but Sean, correct me.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. It's all the same type of loan program. if it's within the spirit of what we've already given him the green light to do it some more.
And this is Ron. I guess my follow-up question would be specifically, what are the parameters, aside from what I heard, which was the 0% interest, and it'd be helpful to know what the criteria of loans would be that we would be approving the CEO to pursue independently of the board.
This is Ron. As I understand it, these loans tentatively are fully forgiven. And I was just going to ask Amos if he has gotten any updates as to the mechanism and the procedures for having these loans fully forgiven.
Okay, so just for sake of clarification, I want to parse things out here so we understand we're actually talking about three different loans. The MTC received already, and the board ratified, an initial PPP loan last year, okay? The total amount that it received was $469,200. And we are working with the bank on pursuing the full forgiveness for these loans. They are still in the process of clarifying and getting clarification from the SBA how to pursue the full forgiveness of these loans. We believe that we qualify for full forgiveness, but that's still in the works. So that is what was already was established last year. This resolution that you have in front of you, it's a different loan. It is a $150,000 loan with a 2.75% interest rate that kicks in a year after the loan gets funded. this particular one is not forgiven, and we have 30 years to pay it. But if at any given point in time the board chooses to pay it back, there are no prepayment penalties. So it is this is the second loan.
Can I jump in and make a clarification,
sure,
please? I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. Bernadette correctly read the motion from December, but I just pulled up the minutes and Amos disclosed all of what he just said about it being 2.75% interest and a 12-month deferral in the December meeting. So that was the preface to the board's motion. So the board voted on this specific SBA, what they call an economic injury disaster loan, for $150,000, 30 years at 2.75, a 12-month deferral. That's what was the basis of the motion in December. So the SBA resolution in front of you, again, it's really been approved already by the board. We just didn't know they were going to require this very specific document, and out of an abundance of caution and transparency, we're just bringing it back to ask you to approve this particular resolution, but effectively you've already approved this loan. So any further other discussion is about other types of loans.
Okay. Thank you, Jill. And
you.
Now what the motion stipulate is an additional PPP loan. So there is a PPP number 2 loan which is available, and because of timeline with the authorization of the chair and vice chair, I went ahead and applied for it. We submitted an application for it. We've not received a response. We do not know if it was approved or not approved. Prior to getting funding for the second PPP loan, they will be sending additional documents in case they do approve it. But just to get our place in line with authorization of the chair and vice chair, we did went ahead and submit that. That is very similar to the first PPP loan with specific provisions for full forgiveness. And our understanding is the amount is not determined by CMTC, determined by the lender, and they estimate that that loan will be $348,756. We still have not heard back. We do not really know what will be the outcome of that.
Thank you.
This is Bernadette.
Go ahead, Bernadette.
May I be right? Okay. Sean, I'm addressing you directly, sir, because I'm hoping that you would be open to splitting your motion, that we have one motion to just go ahead and ratify this resolution, which was the primary reason, as our general counsel, Jill, has explained, that the meeting was called. The second motion would be to, what sounds like, rather than directing the chair and the vice chair and the CEO to do something that they've already done, it would be to ratify the PPP loan / grant application that's already been placed. So would you be open to that?
Sure, Jill, let me ask Jill, under agenda item 3, there can be multiple motions made in relation to these?
Absolutely, yeah. This meeting was called, partly to approve the specific motion, but in general to talk about pandemic-related loans. Absolutely.
Okay. Then I think this may help so that we can take care of one part of the business and discuss the next, and so I certainly am agreeable to that amendment, and so I'll restate my motion. I move for the board to approve the Small Business Administration resolution for the loan documents approved by the AMTC board.
This is Heather. I second the motion.
Thank you. And now, is there anyone else who would like to speak in behalf of ratifying this resolution?
Before we go on, Sean, just a wording, would you be willing for a wording tweak just for Beverly for the minutes, that motion for the board to approve the Small Business Administration resolution for the, quote, economic injury disaster loan of $150,000? To be just precise.
That's correct. Thank you. Please amend to include that language.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Anyone else speaking in behalf of this new wording? Speaking against this motion?
This is Bernadette, and I, with the friendliest of demeanor, I would just like to say I am speaking against this motion for the same reason that I opposed it. Many of the same concerns that I had in December, which is, this is an actual loan at 2.5%. We already have reserves. And I went and looked to see what the rate of return on our current deposits are, and the highest one that we have is 1.9%. Unless we had deposits that were earning 3% or more, to me, the numbers don't add up in terms of applying for what is a loan. Thank you, and I really appreciate
thank you.
Working with
Thank you.
My colleagues.
And anyone else speaking in behalf of this motion?
This is Ron. I would just say generally that before the interest rate kicks in, we have at least a year to consider whether or not we want to keep the loan or return it without penalty. So I'm hoping during that year we'll evaluate the circumstances and decide whether or not it makes detailed financial sense to keep the loan and utilize it or to return it. So I think there is that option still available to us.
Thank you, Ron. And anyone else speaking against this motion? If not, I call for public comments.
Hello?
Yes.
My conference just gave me a message. I'm not in favor of this loan. Reasons being, in the meeting in December, I believe it was, in the financial information provided, it said that the CAMTC had actually exceeded the income that they anticipated from fees. I don't see a reason for the loan.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Anyone else for a public comment? Last chance. I call for a vote, John. Hearing none.
Ron Bates.
Aye.
Allison Budlong.
Yes.
Mike Callagate.
Yes.
Mark Dixon.
Yes.
Heather Forshay.
Yes.
John Lambert.
Yes.
Michael Marylander.
Yes.
Bernadette Murray.
No.
Sean Tulise.
Yes.
Jeff Foreman.
Yes, and the motion carries. And now the second part of the motion, we separated the motion.
So it'd be a second motion.
The second motion. And Sean, would you restate the second motion, please?
It would. And before that, I would see our CEO. Perhaps it'd be beneficial for him to explain on, and maybe, or you, Mr. Chair, how a motion like this, if passed, how it streamlines our CEO's capability to proactively seek these opportunities and get this funding source for CAMTC.
Well, it's particularly useful if these are forgivable loans or grants. You know, I mean, as this industry rebounds, it's really, really important that we have adequate funding until we have the pipeline of more students coming through the schools and graduating and applying for certification. We have to get through the end of this pandemic, and really, really an important step for us to pursue everything that we can, particularly if they are forgivable. Amos, would you care to share anything?
Yeah, so as I said, the second PPP loan, I don't know if you keep up with what's happening with this loan, but the SBA shut down for a period of 2 weeks the ability for any entity that has more than 20 employees to apply for this loan. So we applied for it just to be able, as I said, we do not have to accept it. The lender have not got back to us whether they're going to approve it or not. But it's just an opportunity for us to just to be to have a place in line in case they will approve that. These are funds that are used to maintain the payroll of CMTC staff to be able to maintain the services that we provide the public and the certificate holders. And I recommend that you do accept that. I think that if the motion passed, it gives the authority to the chair and the vice chair to authorize the CEO to go ahead and accept it in case that loan gets through. So this, again, is a second PPP, very similar to the first one.
Yep. So With that, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Thank you.
Stated as such that the chair and or vice chair is to direct the CEO to seek and accept additional PPP loans, you know, within the framework of previously approved loans.
And do we have a second?
Mark Dixon, a second.
Thank you, Mark.
Do you want to phrase the motion as forgivable government loans or grants? Because they could call it something other than PPP at some point.
Yes, thank you, Jill. I would like to amend as such.
Thank you,
yes,
Jill.
Yes, I'll approve that.
And Mark Dixon, second, approves it. And since we've heard comments for, anyone opposing this motion?
This is Heather. Prior to opposing, can I ask a clarifying question around the 12-month deferral piece? Is that also a condition of pursuing the loans, any sort of a deferral? One of the conditions is that the loan is forgivable. The second condition for pursuing a loan is that are we including the deferral piece that's the one in the first one?
So those would be non-forgivable loans, and I didn't think they were included, but Sean can speak to that.
You'd be correct, Jill, but no. We're looking for forgivable loans.
And those are specifically called out as forgivable loans when we're applying for them, or do we find out after we receive the money whether they're forgivable?
No, it is forgivable loan. But when we say forgivable, we need to meet certain requirements to have the loan forgive. So we believe that we will be meeting those requirements. Again, if we don't meet them, we can return the fund. So there is really no, at this point, no exposure to CMTC if we're not locked into it.
Heather brings up a good nuance, though. Heather, thanks for raising that, because what the board would be approving with this motion is to seek and take advantage of forgivable loans, meaning loans that are characterized as potentially forgivable, but it's not saying they'll for sure be forgivable. That happens
there are no guarantees.
But that they're characterized like PPP loans as a forgivable type loan.
If we meet certain criteria, which we wouldn't know until after we took the money and took the loan on.
Well, typically, though, you take those loans with the belief, usually the good faith belief, that, yeah, we're going to be able to meet that. I mean, most clients that I have that take PPP loans believe they're going to be able to meet that. Those are all nuances. There's no promises. I guess what I'm trying to say is you're distinguishing between that type of loan, which is, you know, characterized as forgivable, versus the SBA loan that we're taking, which is not a forgivable loan. It's a low-interest disaster emergency loan.
With the bailout of the 12-month deferral.
12 months.
Correct.
In the event we don't need the money.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
But there is no such thing as having both.
Well, not that I know of, but Amos has read these things. Maybe he knows more about it.
Actually, I'd like to bring into the conversation a consultant that we retained to help us with this loan. Greg Nielsen, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Amos.
Okay. So I'd like to introduce you to the board. Greg has been helping us with facilitating these loans, and he's an expert in the field. Do you mind addressing the question and the board member, Heather Forshey, in more detail?
No. Would you mind just restating it for me quickly?
Well, my concerns are around forgivable loans. Do we know at the outset before taking the loan on that it is forgivable? You know, there's risk involved in taking on a loan where we don't know, when we don't know, have certainty around whether there's forgiveness of the loans before we take the money. That's my primary concern.
Correct. It's important to draw a distinction between forgivable and forgiven. At the time you take the loan, you will know that the loan is potentially forgivable and the terms under which you can apply for that forgiveness. There is no guarantee until after you've spent the loan amount and applied for forgiveness whether it is actually, in point of fact, forgiven.
Can I ask you a question? So if it's, what if, you know, toward the end you find out you're not forgiven, is there that same 1 year deferral of interest for the PPP type loans as there is for the SBA loans?
There is, correct. So currently under the terms of the PPP, you have 6 months to pay that back interest free. There's no penalty, no interest. If at the end of the 6 months you haven't paid it back, it then becomes a loan with a 5 year repayment period.
6 months and 6 months from when? Sorry, 6 months from when?
6 months from the time the SBA gives you your notice as to whether the loan was forgiven or not. So if you apply for forgiveness, the SBA has up to 90 days to rule on that application. Once they rule on that application, that's when your 6 month period starts to toll.
Oh, good. So Heather, if we were not forgiven for some reason, CMTC would have 6 months to pay back the PPP without penalty or interest.
That's correct.
So we would have to have the capital to do that.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, very important. Thank you.
And maybe I could add just one thing. I've had some experience with these in a different organization. And the real key, I think, and maybe this is Heather's question, is usually for some of these loans, there are different categories that you can spend the money in, and as long as you follow those categories, which almost an administration is going to do, then usually the loan is forgiven. So there's just different categories that the money can be spent in, and you have to properly expend the money in order for it to qualify for the forgiveness.
Thank you. And speaking against this motion. Hearing none.
Can you restate the motion?
Do you want me to reread it?
Yeah, could you reread it with the language that Jill had inserted?
So, Jill, please let me know if I've gotten this right. I was going to listen to the tape just to make sure. Motion to authorize a chair and or vice chair to direct the CEO to seek and accept additional forgivable loans within the framework of previous loans. Jill, is that how you have it?
The only word I had in there, which I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I had forgivable governmental loans or grants. And then I don't know about the last part. That was Sean's wording, but that's fine.
And does that language imply that in order for them to be forgivable, we would meet the criteria for it being forgivable?
Well, what it means to me is that, as the consultant was explaining, that it's characterized at the beginning as a forgivable loan, not necessarily saying it will be forgiven because we just can't guarantee that, but that it's characterized as a forgivable loan at the beginning, at the application process. That's what I meant, but Sean, again, it's your motion. I don't want to overstep.
No, you're not overstepping. That's exactly it, that... Again, like the consultant said, there's a difference between forgiven and forgivable. We're seeking a certain type of loan, and that should be with the understanding that it could be forgivable and that it is governmental and it is around the framework of you know, whether it be CARES Act, the PPP, the stimulus, you know, these government pandemic-related loans.
Heather, is there a way you could make it more clear that would be comfortable? I'm maybe missing something.
I would, you know, the forgivable loan would also require us to be to meet the eligibility for it to be forgivable, and it sounds like the language encompasses that. I would add a friendly amendment to include apprising the board of the applications that are being submitted.
I don't have an objection to that because at the same time, I think that was already, though, the direction set forth in December. But if you want it specific to this as well, Heather, I would agree to that.
Does the second agree, Mark?
Yes.
So that the board will be apprised at the time the application is made for any such loan, right?
Yes.
The application was already made. The application was made last week on Friday, but under the authorization of the chair and the vice chair. But what we're seeking here is ratifying that application. If the board doesn't ratify it, we can easily withdraw it, and that would be the end of it.
I feel like the motion would actually cover it. This is the apprising of the board of the application that was just made if this motion passes. And I thought the motion was broader than just the one you just applied for, Amos. It goes into the future. But, again, if I'm wrong, jump in.
Right. Right. It would be moving forward, basically, for, you know, subsequent loans that we're voting on now to just keep the board apprised moving forward.
Okay. So, are you clear, Heather, now?
Yes.
Are you satisfied with the way things have moved? Great.
Does anyone object that this is the apprising the board of the one that Amos already applied for? Does anyone object to that piece?
This is John Lamont. I thought that was the first motion that we passed.
No.
There's an additional loan that's being
so
taken out.
The first motion is about the SBA low-interest disaster loan, not a forgivable PPP loan.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, Amos applied for a PPP loan, apparently, that is forgivable. This motion requires Amos and the board chair to apprise the board when those loans are applied for. And I think this motion will cover the one he just did plus future loans. But, Heather, I want to make sure you're comfortable with that. And
yes.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Okay. Speaking against this motion.
This is John Lambert. I have a question. Has anyone missed a paycheck or have we not met payroll?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Has anyone missed a paycheck or have we not been able to make payroll?
No, that has never occurred.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no opposition to this new motion, I call for public comments.
Hi, this is Connie Chan. I have a comment.
Please.
Question. The loan that you're discussing now, is this the one that's commonly referred to as the EIDL loan? And if it's not an EIDL loan, what type of loan is it?
So, since this is an item on the agenda, let me just address this question real quickly. This particular motion is not referring to the EIDL loan. This is what is referred to as the PPP second draw loan.
Okay, so the you're getting permission to apply for two additional PP loans in addition to the one that you've already received.
The first motion was relative to an EIDL loan.
Oh, the first motion was, okay. And now it's referring to another PPP loan.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
This Any other Stephanie, public comments,
can you guys
please?
Hear me? This
yes.
is Stephanie. You know, for some reason, when you guys did the vote, you didn't call my name. And when I try and speak, for some reason, I'm muted. So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
Excuse me, Jill. So apparently Stephanie called in on the public line and not the board line is what I speculate. Do we want to give her an opportunity to record her vote for the first motion?
No, I don't think we can go back to that.
Okay.
But
and then
John, can you just take care of this, John?
Yeah, I did leave a message for Dr. Powell and sent her an email with the code, and I will try to text it to her again now.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to call for a vote, please.
You know what I would do, though, is since she's made herself known, can we wait just a second on the vote and see if she gets on the other
okay.
line?
No, I have not received the check, so I'm not going to hold it up. Just go ahead without me.
Thanks, Stephanie. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay, call for a vote, John.
Dr. Powell, I'm going to leave the line open so you can go ahead and vote. Ron Bates.
Aye.
Allison Budlong.
Yes.
Mike Callaghy.
Yes.
Mark Dixon.
Yes.
Shayna Faber. My bad. Heather Forshee.
Yes.
John Lambert.
No.
Michael Marylander.
Yes.
Bernadette Murray.
Yes.
Stephanie Powell.
Yes.
Sean Tulise.
Yes.
Yes, and the motion carries. And now I'd like to ask for any public comments on issues not on this agenda, but I want to remind the public that the board cannot comment on anything that is not on the agenda. So public comments on issues not on this agenda, we welcome those right now.
This is Lauren McLaughlin. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The CEMT website has had parked down for 7 consecutive days. There was no notice that maintenance was going to be done, so I presume this is unplanned maintenance. There is no notice of when the website will be back fully functional. I have verification from the Roseville that not only is the public side of the database inaccessible, but the law enforcement side is inaccessible. The issues with the website are preventing massage therapists to apply or renew for certification. It's preventing the public from being able to check to see if their massage therapist is certified and in active standing. It is preventing law enforcement from being able to check to see if massage therapist is certified and active standing and whatever other information they look at to look to the database for. It's preventing them from being able to check when there is a cause for arrest to ensure the massage establishment permits to verify that a massage therapist is within their municipal code, and if they require CMTC certification. And however else they interact with the CMPC website to protect the people of California. It would be helpful to have some notifications stating when this will be returned to a fully functioning status, and I don't understand why there wouldn't have been a backup that could have been immediately uploaded to the website. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Any other public comments, please? Last call for other public comments. Okay, hearing none, I formally adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for your participation.